Mishnah Mem, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Chaf Aleph and Sif Dalet. So he said that a person is mutter to make letters in the air. Lirshim, because the Rambam is the Chaver Zodobri, wants to indicate something to him, so he doesn't want, and he can't interrupt. Let's say, so he makes some letters in the air. Now, what's the chiddush? I mean, obviously, that's not called ksiva. What's the chiddush? He's preparing himself for ksiva. See, he's practicing ksiva, so that should be the yisur. And he says, "V'adin the mutter lirois umanus b'shabbes." Avagav shemalamda. Similarly, person is permitted to watch somebody doing some type of umnis. I walk by and there's a tailor sewing. I can watch him. I'm allowed to watch him, even though I gain knowledge on how to do it. Because I'll deny us of that. Now, near the Haino Dafka, so this is this idea of gaining expertise by practicing drawing A's in the air or by watching somebody do it, are both mutter. It happened to be that he saw something, he's allowed to stop and look. He can't discuss it with him. You can't be discussing malacha on Shabbos. So you don't discuss those type of topics. But I will let it for Shabbos be kibbutz on the basis of a gulim b'shul zaser to go there specifically for the purpose of learning the malacha, this whatever it is. It's also because mishum mimso chepsecho. The Torah, the Navi says that you should keep Shabbos holy, not being involved in acquiring mimso lashon finding literally chepsecho your needs. You know, not taking care of your things that you need to take care of. So you can't do it. So going there for that purpose is well, I might want to gain skill in this area. That's called mimsuch hepsuch. They're probably mimsuch hepsuch. Quotes over here from Shabbos Alvin, but let's say something which is permitted to do on Shabbos. An example, he says, I want to stand there in the operating room when they're doing an operation, which the operation is mutter to do on Shabbos because it's life. So I want to know how to do those type of things. So if the action is something which is mutter to do on Shabbos, so you can't say it goes in this or mimsuch hepsucho of Chazal prohibited for you from acquiring, being involved in something which you can't do on Shabbos. Something which you could do on Shabbos. Now, that's not 100% true, and the Chazal did limit business, etc. But over here, just that acquiring knowledge of that area is not also.
So you should be able to attend a driving class, because you might need to drive to the hospital. Or it could be extended to...
It's hard to say that would be, because the general, the concept of driving is not connected specifically with taking your, life-threatening issues. Many surgeries, you probably could connect them to that. I mean, I guess it depends on what it is. Watching plastic surgery on a nose is one thing, Okay. We're Jews over here, so that's what we think of those terms. But Avir, now, takes it a step further. Hu adini marlich betzpo al daf noguv kein tzuras ursias gam kein shari. It's a dry piece of wood, a table, let's say. It's not wet. So you're not dragging your finger through anything which is wet. You're not making any marks on the item. Doesn't leave any type of impression. So just drawing the picture, drawing it on the table, you draw your A, whatever it is, that's also mutter. In the mashkin be'efer, it's not like the case of mashkin and efer where you are leaving some type of impression. Okay. I'd like to go through the main points of the Malach of Kesev Moichik. The Shulchan Aruch was wrote very sparsely on this topic, so I want to just expand on the topic a little bit, the basic points of the Malach of Kesev. Both the cases when you're chayiv and the cases when it's osur min rabban. Aleph, ein gekosev chayiv ad sheyichtoy b'davar haroshim v'omed. Number one, it has to be something which lasts. It has a permanence to the ksiva. Kigoyin diyo, which is your ink. Ushkar, which is hanapechem. Rashi says it's like a soot, a carbon soot, but when you write on something, it stays there. Okay. Besikra is a tseva odom, a red type of a dye. Bekumus is a straf ilon, this type of a sap which they used to write with, which apparently was kayim. Umei afatzim. Afatzim are gall nuts. And when you soak gall nuts in water, you get a type of an ink. What are gall nuts? I have no idea. A type of a legume. No, I don't think so. The kankatum is a type of a vitriol. It's a copper sulfate. Copper sulfate, you soak it in water, makes a blue color. And it's a permanent, you know, when you write with it, it's a permanent color. Ucleoi forest, or a pencil. A ferrous is lead. So, clay which has lead in it. They say that they have a pencil. Even though our pencils aren't really lead, our pencils are really our carbon. All these things are things which last. Number one. You have to write on something which the what you're writing on has some type of permanence to it. Or on the hide, or cloth, or parchment, the or paper, or eight, or wood. He writes with something which doesn't create a lasting impression. Like the liquid of the different types of fruits. Oh, shakasa b'diyo, or he wrote with diyo, which is lasting. But al yirokas on the leaves of vegetables. These things do not last; they shrivel up and they basically decompose. Is potter. So the bottom line is. You need on something which you have to write on something which is lasting, with something which is lasting. V'chein, and a moich chayiv ad sheyimcha k'sav ha'omid me'al gabi davar ha'omid. So the malach of moichik being the opposite of the malach of kaisiv is to remove that thing which is a ksiva that regards something which has a din of a ksiva regards the malach of kaisiv. Has done a machika, the gabin the malach of moichik. Now, I will issue the run yesh, I feel a b'ksab, but dover sheno, I mean, I'll gabin dover sheno, I mean, chen and yamachika. So, but the issue the rabbanon applies, even though you have both elements not being deraisa, it's still an issue the rabbanon, and in regards to the malach of machika also, so a person writes with something which is not lasting, on something which is not lasting. So halacha is that he also mi rabbanon, and he's also mi rabbanon to erase that. Now, even when we say anything which is going to last, there's different levels of lasting.
Well, what would be also mi rabbanon to erase?
Mirabon, you cannot write with something which is not permanent, on something which is not permanent. The Bir Halacha points out, you don't need it to last forever. In other words, in regards to the Chiyuv, if it's a normal thing to write there that, with intention that it should stay for a while, even though it's not going to be a permanent thing, that's also considered the Malacha of Ksiva. So Miskayim doesn't mean a total Kiyum. Brings from a Rashba, etc. Mekayim Iksas at Shedai Kashem Nei Adam Lichtav Behem Devorim. But it's normal to use it. As I said, therefore he says, therefore you have a pencil. A pencil eventually rubs out, wears out, but it's something which it definitely has a significant amount of time to it. That's enough to be chayv. Okay. Now there is a Mishnah Berurah. There's a Shana that the Shart seen before. That the Rambam indicates that for the Issa Drabbanan, anything which lasts more than Shabbos is considered Miskayim. And the Mishnah Sitzu pass into Lachal Maisa like that. That's considered Miskayim. No, actually, he holds it's the Raisa. So when the Mishnah says it's enemies kind, it means it will not even necessarily last for that Shabbos, the Rambam holds. Because to make it past Shabbos, the Rambam holds that's considered miskayim for this purpose. Rashi holds not like that. Rashi says you need kaim lo'ilam. The Rambam holds as long as it's miskayim more than Shabbos, it's also...
So
that's quite a range.
So it's like the pasta issue. If you slap it on the side of the oven right before Shabbos, if you write right before Shabbos, it disappears 2 minutes later. Or do you actually have a set amount of time that you have some hours or something?
No, any time. According to the Rambam, it's going to last till after Shabbos. I mean, I don't know what the last 2 minutes would be. I don't know, but if it's last after Shabbos, that's called Miskayim. He says. One of the ideas they try to do in Eretz Yisrael in the hospitals is. They obviously sometimes they have to keep records. Just it's not safe not to keep records, but you want to try and limit the malach as much as possible. So they write with these inks which are disappearing. They have a 24-hour time for them. So you write them before they disappear on Motzei Shabbos. They have to record them into the permanent record, whatever it is. So. This way it's the Rabbanon. So you move it out from Thrice to Rabbanon, etc. So, according to the Rambam, the idea is the last 24 hours, so that would be the right number. If the Shat the Rambam is lasting until right after Shabbos, so then they didn't gain anything. Okay, Beis. Kosev al basaroi, person writes on his skin, bidio. Chai, mine shehu, or it's right. One of the examples we gave of writing, a person writes on a hide. All the person's skin is a hide. Al vishem chamimus basaroi ma'averus haksav lachos man. Even the nature is that because of the different than a hide, this is a person's body which has, you have the warmth and you have the oils and different things which the body produces, which eventually will remove the writing. We look at the pshat, there was a ksiva, and later on the ksiva was erased. That's called enough, the kiyum that should be chayv. Abul Hamasarat al Basara Suris Ksav is potter. If a person scratches and engraves into his skin the form of a picture, that case is not chayiv. Why? Shein derech ksiva b'kata. That wasn't the way the person would do ksiva. Tattoos aside, right? A kreila or kitav nisksav chayiv mishum kosev. A person will take an animal skin and cut letters into it and create these letters by cutting into it. That is considered kosev. A Rosham al or kisav nisksav, a person will make some type of a. This is a quote from the Rambam. A person makes some type of writing on the or is potter. But this is at the shalono he isa lehepach. And our the way we have the girsa, the Mishabur says, is the opposite. The bekareya potter bereshim chayiv. Karnitzchav the bezav bereshonim. Amidibur rash bechidusha amidibur harav amaga kanim tardal tegerishim. So the way we have this after writing on the skin is chayiv. Tearing the skin to make like a letter is its part. That's not derech ksiva, which would fit with what we said before. Writing on the person's skin is chayiv. Making a scratching in of letters is not going to be chayiv. But the Rambam has the gears the other way around, that when it comes to animal skin, it's the opposite. Gimel, kaisav sabal gabik sav, dahana shaber kumas aloysius haksuvim kivar vechitcha is part. You take your ink and you write, take the kumas as the quill, the pen, and you write over the same letters which are there beforehand, but you just make them more, you freshen them up, you add some a little more ink, etc. Potter, the lahalo yahano midi. In regards to the idea of ksiva, you haven't really added anything. It was the word was there, the letters were there already. He took some ink and he wrote on top of something which is written already just to make it a little bit darker. The letter was fading a little bit, so he darkened up the letter. Okay, now, Vahani merely show you Diyo Agaba Diyo. When do I tell you that it's Potter? When he writes Diyo, there is Diyo on the bottom, it's fading a little bit, he adds more Diyo. The secret Agaba Sikro, Sikro, we said it was a red coloring. So he writes red on top of red. However, the yo al gabi sikra, if he takes, he had a red lettering and now he makes it black. So chayiv shtayim. He's chayiv two malachos. Achas b'shem kaisiv. He's added a whole new letter which wasn't there before. Before it was a red letter, now it's a black letter. He added something brand new. And meanwhile, he basically, by covering over here, basically erased the bottom letter. Making it black over red is adding the strength of a black color, which is a stronger color. So he made it a better writing than it was before. He's erasing the letters which are there below it. Remember, sikro gabi diyo is potter. The Gemara says, however, if he takes red on top of black, the mekalkulhu. Because at the end of the day, what you've basically done is, by doing so, you don't get end up with a red letter. When you put black red on top of black, you end up with this mixture. And basically, you've lightened up the black. That's all you really accomplished. So that's a kilko. She's potter.
But when you've done that, though, you formed a letter, so why
wouldn't
that be
cursive and derisive? Right, well, we saw at the beginning, ksav gabi ksav, putting the O on top of the O, you formed the letter.
Yeah, but this is saying it's a kol.
Well, we said someone was potter, because he didn't do anything. So here we're saying that, if anything, you've done worse. You've weakened the letter which is there. You wrote it, but you wrote it in a way which is damaging, not beneficial.
Okay, all right.
Okay, Dalit. In a case of chayiv chatas, achiyuk tov shtei osius. to be chayiv a korban, he has to write two letters. Because of Isachas, it's part of Michatas. Even though it's a very large letter, which is in size, it's the equivalent of two letters. You use a lot of ink. The Maisi only wrote one letter. But the concept we hold that even though we hold it, there's a shear, we hold Chatzis shear as also minotaro. So the shear is two oisius, but one letter is enough to be also minotaro. Now, this halacha we said one letter is potter. When I add the letter, I put it next to some letters which are there beforehand, and I end up, so it's now functioning like two letters. So, there's the word rea, so it's resh ayin. So he wrote the before Shabbos there was already a resh there, and he wrote the ayin there, so now you have the word rea. But the Maaseh's project only wrote one letter. Kibush Shabbos the cause of Eloi Zachas. The only one wrote one on Shabbos. He's not chayiv. Now, Al Mizeh Ois Hishlim Es HaSefer. If it didn't just finish off a word, but this is the last letter of the whole sefer, when you write this letter, you finish the sefer. That case is chayiv. The Hani Mais of Tuvah. In that situation, that one letter had tremendous significance to it. So that already gives it the same level of significance as if he wrote two letters. Okay.
Why does the significance of that extra letter all of a sudden jump it up to be a chayav, like he wrote two?
In other words, whenever we discuss shir, even though shir marlochel moshe mesinai, right? That's a Gemara in Sukkah. That all the lochos of Shir are lochos of Moshe Mesinai. They're not something which the Chum dreamt up. The person's chayiv, only chayiv Malkas of eats a kazayas of the veil. Why kazayas? Because the Moshe said so. Lochos of Moshe Mesinai. But even though that's true, that it's a lochos of Moshe Mesinai, but the way we deal with it is that the Torah. In the concept of Shem, the Torah gave that there has to be a certain level of significance to what you did to be chayiv. So a person takes a little piece of nevela. It's also in a Torah because he's eating nevela. But in regards to the punishment, there has to be some significance to it. So we'd say when it comes to Shabbos also, I mean, there's no intrinsic difference between writing one letter and writing two letters. It's just there's more of error being done. So there's that gives it more of a significance that your act is more element of avera to it. So I could be mechadish that a case where what you've done is this one letter has accomplished a changed over a whole book from being puzzled to kosher. So even though it's only one letter, but that one letter. Has that same level of significance in halacha as if it had been two letters.
So in the Mishkan then, if the builder would have just written that one extra letter, now they're matched together, so isn't that just equally significant?
He already said one letter which combines to make a word is not chayiv. In other words, it has to be that what he accomplished was very significant.
But isn't that significant that he now matched up these
he created things? A pair, right? That's true. It's significant, but it's not the same level of significance as the accomplishment of writing both of them on Shabbos. So finishing a word is also accomplishing something. Now you have a word, you didn't have a word before. That's not the equivalent to writing two letters. Every person completes a whole sefer already that you're chayiv. Okay. A person wrote one letter and he put some type of symbol to act as a sign that this letter represents a word. It's potter. Even though you get a whole word from that letter now, potter Ketsa, for example. Person wrote a letter, mem, with a little line next to it. The people understood that from the circumstances that this represents that this is meiser. Shiksava b'makom minyan, or you wrote the letter for its numerical value. So I wrote the letter mem. So people said, oh, there was means there was 40 whatever. So mem represents the word 40. Sure, he can wash a cause of our boy. Philohi is potter. See, when I end up with that this letter represents a word, which is more than one ice, but the mice only wrote one ice. Okay. Hamagia ois akas, but also ois soshtain. Person was correcting a letter, and he made the letter into two. For example, Kachachil Gag Haches, Menashe Shnei Zayin. Have you ever seen, you looked at the Ches and Sefer Torah? Ches and Sefer Torah is really two Zions. With it. So a person erases that, he made two letters.
Erases the top of the fence.
Right. Where the two, it connects the two things, right? So now he has two Zions. So he wrote two Zions. Now he did it by removing a little line. So this is Chayiv. But okay, I skipped. But who started that? At the case would be the case where he needed the Zions. So he accomplished creating two Zions. Chayiv. Okay, Kokiyotzim is anything similar to that.
So in that case, why wouldn't it be Chayiv also for Mochek? Because remember that the mochik is that your intention for doing that is to write.
That's a good question. When we say that he erased the ches, so he probably would be also because of mochik, but not chayik, only erased one letter.
Okay. Or let's say you have a word. It's constructed, and then you chop out one letter, and then all of a sudden you've created two different words now.
So that pashas would. I'm not sure that that's chayiv. Or he seems to be sticking with the idea of letters as opposed to words for the most part. Main malach of ksiv is in letters, not in words. He's kaven lichtov ches. Let's say the other round. He wanted to write a ches. Because of shnei zayin, instead he wrote two zayins instead. He's kaven lichtov ches. Excuse me, I'm sorry. He's kaven lichtov mem. Well, the other chaf vav. I should deal like a comus because this quill skipped. I mean, actually, the way we write a mem in halacha, it's a chaf and a vav. We write a mem is you write a chaf, and you write a vav attached to it. So, but it skipped. It didn't touch. So you end up with a chaf and a vav instead of a mem. But his kavan was only to write one letter, so he's not going to be chayv, even though he wrote two letters. Okay, hey. The two letters is chayiv, even though he did not produce a word. Mishnah does not differentiate. It says a person writes two oisis. He's chayiv, but didn't say whether they're making words or not. Okay, an aleph gimel. Person wrote an aleph and a gimel. No word aleph gimel. If you you stay in Shabbos, Mishemelchon, both of them are the same letter. He's chayv for writing two letters, even though it's the same letters. Like you didn't even like just basically repeated yourself. Now, the person really wanted to write more than that. He wanted to write titnu, and he wrote tough tough. Or gagos, and he wrote gag. Because of rak shteyos is elamehim. He just wrote the two letters. Alpha began his chayv. So the process isn't for completing the word. It's for writing each letter. There's a chiyuv, and writing two letters creates a chiyuv. Even though there was a word, even though he wanted to write more, the same way we understand the derech ksiva, person wants to write a whole book. So you say, well, it's not malachas machshavas. Didn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. He wanted to write 57 pages and only wrote 3. Didn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. So, no, so each thing as you're going along, you're accomplishing what you want to accomplish. You like to finish the whole thing, but that's not taken away from. So I want to finish the whole word. Meanwhile, I got closer to finishing the word. I wrote two letters from there. Okay. Bida to the fee masha nifsik the el besimulam and vov. And similar to what she talks about Hilchos Tefillin. We said then has a union shall oisius shatna's gates ma'akev. There are 7 letters in the Torah that there's a law you're supposed to write on top of them, little crowns. The 7 letters are remembered with the acronym shatna's gates. So shin ayin tes nun and zayin gimel and sadi. All those have a law of writing. Little crowns on them, three little crowns, and they're referred to as Ziyunin because they actually look like little Zions a little bit. They have a little head and a little body coming out of the head, which looks like a Zion. Elisha the Kurdish, you write a Zion like a head and coming out of it. So these are, they're referred to as Ziyunin. So we paskin that the Ziyunin are not ma'akiv. So a person writes the letters without, writes a Zion, writes a Tes, writes a Shin, without putting the Zion on top. It's, the Tefillin is kosher still. So once we said that already, it's considered a Ksav, even though it doesn't have the Zion on top of it. A person will write two letters without the Zionim, he's still going to be chayv. Mikolshkein b'ksav v'alma the mikri ksav v'chayv. So once that's true, I think he means Ksav Alma, he means not with the Hebrew alphabet. I'm writing other alphabets. So it's considered Ksiva. I don't need a Ksiva which meets all of the criteria of a Ksiva of a Sefer Torah. Okay, no, I'm sorry. I think that's wrong. In the Pesach, it means like this. It means, if I wrote these letters without their crowns, if it's true, in Tefillin, which Mikra than the Chazkila is supposed to have it, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, B'pidi Yavid is kosher, it's kosher to write the shin on a piece of paper for some other purpose without the crowns, is going to be a chayiv. B'chein noigim b'kitzin, shekosim b'lizi, and we write and get the letters without Ziyun. Kimavur Be'erin Ezazim and Kuchavov. Amal Ksav Gamar Filu B'lik Ziyun. It's considered a Ksav, even though it doesn't have the Ziyun. Let's hold it here. So we're holding the Bir Lachik. We're holding the Mishabura. Gam, the Malachas Ksivah.